T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Appreciate that, Jerry. Let's head over to Dr. Michael Osterholm at the SIDRAP at the University of Minnesota. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, David. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Lots of things going on. You know, I was reading this over the weekend, and I thought of you because in Britain, we're looking at these daily numbers. You know better than I do of the COVID cases that have fallen by more than 90% in January. It was a different story. But what's interesting, if I read that right, Dr. Osterholm, their vaccine efforts have been highly effective because it sounds like they're doing the one shot for everybody first.
Yes. Part of the situation in the United Kingdom was that most people don't realize they've been in lockdown literally since Christmas. At that time, they closed all schools. They closed most businesses. Public transportation was not used by most people. Bars, restaurants closed, all public venues. That, in combination with the vaccination program, have been really highly successful. They did open schools for K through senior high a week ago last Monday, and they're starting to come back. But at the very basis of all of this was, in fact, that program to vaccinate all people with one dose, which is what, of course, we've been suggesting could really help us here in the United States. We still have upwards of 20 million individuals 65 years of age and older that have not had any vaccine yet in the United States as of today.
And then today in the news, as we wake up, we hear about AstraZeneca saying their U.S. trial data shows vaccine 79% effective. I want to get your reaction to that.
Well, I think this is great news, and it's particularly good news for European countries. And I say this because, there's been a lot of questions raised in the past 2 weeks about the safety of the AstraZeneca vaccine. And, of course, this trial of 32,000 people found no evidence of any serious reaction with the vaccine and the fact that it worked well. I say it's more likely to help the European countries because that's where they're actively using AstraZeneca vaccine now. By the time it could be approved in the United States and sufficiently distributed here in May, we're already going to see the existing three companies that are already approved really ramping up their availability of vaccines so that by May we should have enough here in the United States for every adult without the AstraZeneca vaccine. But globally, we need these vaccines badly. So, bringing AstraZeneca on through our approval process will help other countries realize how helpful that vaccine can be. So I think it's a major new development and a very positive thing.
And speaking of that, I guess the governor told us probably what next week, or at least at the beginning of April, we'll have a lot more vaccine here in Minnesota.
We should, by the end of April, early May, start seeing the volume of vaccine ramp up. The companies, once they were approved, had the manufacturing capacity that we knew and expected, but have been working closely on how to really improve on the vaccine production and yield. For example, just something as simple as the kinds of filters one of the companies were using in the process were difficult to get, and they found that how they could use the filters more effectively through recycling them in a way that was very safe allowed them to increase production. And so what we've done is not only now made the vaccines, but greatly enhanced the way in which we make it. And so you're going to see a lot more vaccine arriving on the market in May, which is good news. Now, the next really important thing, of course, though, is we got to get people to take it. And, I continue to be very concerned about the time period between now and May with this B.1.1.7 variant, the one that originally was found in the U.K. It is at least 50 to 60% more infectious, equally so in terms of causing more severe disease. So this is a real challenge yet. So we're all looking to May, hoping to get as many people vaccinated as possible. In the meantime, with what is more limited vaccine supply, we've got to get through these next few weeks with this B.1.1.7 variant.
Nice piece on you in the Star Tribune magazine yesterday that Pam over there and her staff put together. And it was interesting because I know you commented on the mapping of the outbreak in Carver County. What can you tell us about that, Dr. Ostrom?
Well, you know, the Minnesota Department of Health continues to be, I think, the best, if not one of the very best public health agencies in the country. And the epidemiologists there are just remarkable. And what they did is, in tracing back this entire outbreak and all the network of transmission that occurred through youth sports, through the schools, into the community, is really an important point for two reasons. One is it surely gives those people in that area an understanding of why transmission is occurring and what they must do to stop it. But I think the second point is it's really a message for the entire state. This B.1.1.7 virus is going to spread in young kids. And when it does, it's going to spread very effectively. And this is different than we saw with the previous strains of this SARS-CoV-2 virus, the virus that causes COVID-19. And that is a major challenge for us in our communities, because then these kids end up transmitting it to mom and dad, grandpa and grandma, anyone not vaccinated or previously protected. And so I think that the piece of work yesterday really provides the validation of why we still have to be very concerned about this virus in our communities. And it's a beautiful piece of work, epidemiology at its best.
Wow. Dr. Ostrom, I'll get you back here Wednesday if I can. I appreciate your time here on this Monday. Yep. Have a great week.
You know, and David, thank you. Take care. Thanks. Bye.
Dr. Michael Osterholm from the University of Minnesota, SIDRAP there. WCCO time is 728. News, traffic, and weather, all straight ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.